At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy. And flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,135. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my cock,
Montgomery,
and you are in the men's room. I'll tap today, Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show join us. Once again, we will sit and spin. And today, if being famous wasn't enough, we bring you 10 songs written about celebrities. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack, drinking too drunk.
All right, here we go in Florida. A man does not want to cuddle with his girlfriend, so she bites him in the face. Meanwhile, a sheep in New York flees a slaughterhouse and finds his happy place. Breakfast spot is ordered to close because neighbors could smell the bacon. New York taxi driver does something that truly is godforsaken. And a California Trader Joe's finds the San Andreas Fault. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, my brother has been an NFL official for about 15 years.
What?
So I've seen him on national TV countless times, and I'm always proud when I see him. But only once have I rewatched him making a call. And that's because he got hit in the face with an errant football while he was just trying to call holding. And it was hilarious. And for me and my kids in particular, it's the greatest moment in professional football history. Just ask my son. There's nothing greater than watching his uncle get hit in the face with a football. And he's not wrong. Baseball, however, not so funny. Last week, Tampa Rays' Amed Rosario, he was hit in the face with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Now, incredibly, he did not suffer any broken bones, but he did end up with facial lacerations and had to leave the game. Because, again, he got hit in the face with the baseball traveling almost 100 miles an hour. And last year, tennis player, his name is Mark Pullman. All right, well, he was 1 point away from winning the match. but he got disqualified when he accidentally hit the ball into the umpire's face. He was frustrated. He tried to hit it out of the court, hit it errantly, hit the umpire in the face. Like, I know you're about to win. You got to leave. But sports, of course, they aren't the only way to get your face damaged. Jake Gyllenhaal, while filming the remake of the movie Roadhouse, he was accidentally punched in the face by one of his co-stars. That co-star happened to be MMA fighter Conor McGregor.
Ooh,
yeah, it could have been worse because it could have been on purpose. And then there's the Michigan woman. She mistook her nail glue for her eye drops and, well, glued her eyes shut. A different woman, she was accidentally prescribed erectile dysfunction cream for an eye infection, resulting in a chemical injury. And a guy in Florida, as Miles just said, he didn't want to cuddle with his girlfriend, so she bit his face. I can't understand why he didn't want to cuddle. But all of these stories lead us to today's question. Look, we're not saying you're ugly. We're not saying you're not. But our question is, what the hell happened to your face?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All of it all is away we go.
Away we go.
Away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,135. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeats. Once again, we will sit and spin, joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show today on Sit and Spin. A lot of songs, believe it or not, have an idea of someone in mind,
right,
as far as the, you know, the subject matter, so to speak.
You mean talking about other people?
Correct.
Yeah.
It could be an old girlfriend. It could be just an old friend in life. I mean, for years there was speculation about, do you remember big-lipped Carly Simon?
Yes, I remember big-lipped Carly Simon.
Big
she
mouth.
Did have some big
Yeah, she got a big-ass mouth.
Lips.
I mean, she can eat a whole kernel of corn, a whole cob, just in three bites.
Sideways.
Yeah, exactly. Just bam, suck that thing through. She had a song called You're So Vain.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, the speculation was...
Originally, it was You're So Vainy.
That she basically just didn't want to say who the song was about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through many years, I think she still kept that somewhat quiet.
Didn't she auction it off? Auction the information off or something?
She might have, but that was kind of a cool gimmick as far as like, look, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. I've dated people.
But it's Ned Beatty.
Yeah, by the way. not Ned Beatty. It's Ned Beatty was the guy who was in Deliverance.
Okay, the other one.
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty, yes.
Warren Beatty. Yeah, I don't think she was dating any Ned Beatty.
Yeah.
Unless she's into some pig stuff.
Yeah.
But either way, yeah, Warren Beatty, I believe. So today, we have 10 songs that are actually written specifically about other celebrities on Sit and Spit.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay, Maroon 5. One of their better songs, in my opinion. Not that I'm the biggest Maroon 5 fan, but The Moves Like Jagger.
You like that tune?
I thought it was pretty catchy. I didn't think it was bad compared to other Maroon 5 songs.
Oh, sure.
I'm trying to find a silver lining in this.
But at least he was direct. And like, it's a compliment.
Yes.
Right? Boobs like Jagger.
Yeah.
I guess that's a
compliment.
Not
boobs like Jagger.
And then I think Godsmack's Crying Like a Bitch. I believe that was about Nikki Sixx, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently they were with him on tour. Don't quote me on all this, but that is about somebody, and I'm pretty sure it's Nikki Sixx, but can be a little difficult backstage, apparently, and so he wrote a rage song about it.
Yeah. So the Daily Mix Morning Show joining us to Sit and Spin, 10 songs written about celebrities. What else do we have for you today? We got a little bit of a skeleton crew as Ted's got family in town. So today, since we have we're short, we're down a man. Mike, you took care of TV Time with Ted yesterday.
Yeah.
I determined that I would pick today as far as the TV segment. So I'm going to tell you guys what I think you should be watching and what I am watching on television,
right,
which is way different than any other TV information given out because I know for a fact I watch some weird crap.
Yes, I
do have some recommendations for you coming up. It's pretty interesting to delve into the world of TV this morning and see all the things out there. And now I have some shows I actually want to check out based on what I read and some of the episodes I kind of watched pieces of. So that was pretty cool. But I'll do TV Time with Ted today, and you got it for tomorrow.
That is correct.
Okay, so Miles, TV Time with Miles today.
Yeah.
On a very special edition of TV Time with Ted.
Just because I do a bad job of filling in for Ted, isn't it?
You do a great job. I'll tell you what, my buddy, I went to the bar, and my buddy Charlie sat down with him, and he's like, so Ted's out? I was like, yeah. He's like, and Mike did TV Time? I was like, yeah, he fills in every time. He's like, he does a great job, man. He's like, we have similar tastes in shows and all that stuff, so he thought you did wonderful. So
I like Charlie. I'm sure he does.
Hopefully I can step up to that level of what you and Ted do today. This is my first ever attempt. We've been doing this show for 20-some years.
Miles, I'm going to teach you how to do radio, buddy. Don't worry. I'll walk you through this whole thing. I'll be here for you.
When we start talking about TV shows, and you guys always look at me, I'm like, I don't know.
Generally know the least.
I just started watching Squid Games, for crying out loud.
Oh, did you? Okay, good.
Well, I just got Netflix.
Because his daughter got it for him. Because she came to visit and she couldn't handle the fact
that
Dad doesn't
have Netflix.
You don't have $16 a month? I'm like, yes, I got $16.
It's getting ridiculous, dude. I remember when it was $6 a month.
Whatever. I mean, I got that. But I am very much enjoying it. So I'll do TV Time with Ted coming up. We do have some updated locations on the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Thank you guys for continuing to send those in. Don't forget, man, over the holiday weekend, you get a chance. You're buying beer. You're buying sausage. You're buying salsa. Keep our friends in mind at San Juan Salsa, who make the delicious Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa, Uli at Uli's Famous Sausage, the Men's Room Beer Brat. Throw a few of those on the grill, grab a sixer of Men's Room IPA from Black Raven, and help support our three Fisher House locations. But yeah, we got some more locations for the Men's Room IPA on the way. And our question today, quite simply, what in the hell happened to your face? And we start with a story out of Florida. A 21-year-old woman, 22, named Jillian Ugin. She was arrested in Seminole,
Ugin?
Florida. U-Y-G-U-N. How would you...
Ugin? I wouldn't. Ugin?
Ugin?
Ugin.
Either way, she was arrested on Sunday after her boyfriend refused to cuddle with her.
No.
So she beat him in the forehead. Cops say it all started Saturday night when she tried to engage in some, quote, physical intimacy. He was not interested. They say she got rejected again the next morning when she continually tried to cuddle with him. Things got physical, but not in the way she planned. So she allegedly took her hand and grabbed him in the middle of the chest and grabbed him by his chest hair and yanked most of it out.
God.
Then she scratched his face and then she bit him on the forehead before slamming his phone on the kitchen floor and breaking it into multiple pieces so that he could not call 911 or the cops.
I can't believe he did not want to cuddle with her.
She is facing charges for misdemeanor domestic battery. A judge ordered her to have no contact with the boyfriend. So he might be her ex now. I would have to assume that he's probably not going to want to step back into that situation. But
I would think not.
If someone bites you, that is a level that's very difficult to come back from.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, other than a child.
There are a handful of things in life that are deal breakers. Number one, an adult biter. Not if you like that, all right? We know what that game is.
I mean, in the bedroom is one thing.
But outside of that, all right, if someone bites you, you know there's something that's absolutely seriously wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is to spit in someone or on someone. Now, I do have a story coming up in TV time about a person who spits on people. People seem to enjoy it,
yes.
Though. It's a little bit
different.
She has
a different angle.
But if anyone really spits at you in general, that's a deal breaker.
Sure.
Yeah, it's off the table.
Did your kids go to school with any biters? I felt like not every grade now because they're a little bit older, but started in daycare and you get like these emails because they have to tell you every single thing. But
we don't want to say who the student is. It's not your child, but there's a biter.
It's like, well, then get on their ass, right? But it seems like the biters, it takes them about half the school year to stop being a biter. Yeah. And it goes through about third grade. And I'm like, you're 8 or 9 years old, man. You got to stop biting people. And it seems like biters, in my experience, they don't bite because someone's doing something to them. It's not like you got pinned down in the playground and someone's beating your ass. I get it then. Like, they just bite because they're frustrated, right? So, hey, man, can I borrow your pencil? I'm using it right now. You get bitten.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, hurry up with the chalk. I want to draw a picture. Give me 1 second. You get bitten.
All right.
There's always a biter.
Yeah.
Never understood that.
I think the worst face story, and I've told this story before, but it was just an awful situation. And the more I look back at it, the more it was just, it was the wrong time in the wrong place for what we were doing. So my wife and I, we are engaged at this point. We do not have a ring yet. What I said was, look, I want to go and look and see what you like. I want to look at some styles. I want you to pick them out.
Right.
As far as the cut of the diamond.
Yeah, just screw it up.
We are 23 years old, 24 years old. I don't have a lot of money. I just want to make sure that whatever I buy is something that she actually would like as far as the style. Not that I can pull off some massive diamond because I couldn't, but.
Right, you got to get the style right.
Right. So at some point in time, she reaches up. This is a day before we're supposed to go to the jeweler in Annapolis, Maryland. And she reaches up in the closet on the shelf, on the high-up shelf,
yeah,
to pull down a box that she has up there. On top of that box, for whatever reason, was like a cutting board or something that was laying flat. It was either a piece of wood or an extra piece of wood that was used in the shelving.
All right.
I'm not exactly sure what it was, but she went to pick this box of pictures, which was, you know, the equivalent of a nicer shoebox.
Yeah, exactly.
She reaches back, and the board slides off. Now, it smacks her right in between the eyes, right on the bridge of the nose. She goes down, you know, blinded by the pain.
Fraser goes down.
All that stuff. She's down on one knee. I'm like, what in the hell happened, woman? And all of a sudden, like, I see her eyes are watering. She's tearing up. I see the mark in the middle of her nose. Not the worst thing in the world. We go to bed. We have an appointment in the morning at 9 o'clock. All right. We wake up. Both of her eyes are completely black and green. All right. One of them is completely filled with blood.
Yeah.
So she's got, where the white is, one red eye, one white eye. She got a green and yellow nose. She has two black eyes that are dripping down her cheeks. Now, we go to the jewelry store. I'm not thinking anything of this, but she looks like someone beat the living hell out of her.
And who would that be?
She goes up to the counter and she says, we're here to look at engagement rings. And the manager, who was a rather large man, turns his head and shoots me a look. And I'm like, why are you giving me a look? And then I'm looking like, oh, no.
Right.
I was like, I threw my hands up. I said, oh, no. No, 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 no.
Right.
We planned this. So I was like, okay. So she starts talking to the person. And now I go over to the case. And now the woman is just side-eyeing me. I mean, she is looking at me. Would you like to look at another ring, sir? And I'm like, well, she's going to pick out the one she wants. I bet she probably will.
Oh, damn.
And I mean, it goes like this because
they think you beat her ass.
It looks like, man, that I just gave her like an elbow or threw a brick at her head. And they believe that the reason that we are there to look at engagement rings is for the fact that I need to make up for the fact.
Yeah, you're apologizing now.
That I knocked a living hell out of her, which was the farthest thing from the truth. Like the farthest thing from the truth. And it was so awkward. Like, I just wanted to leave.
How long were you guys there?
We were probably there for 45 minutes to an hour. Now, Okay, by this time it's around noonish, okay? Another couple comes in. Now this woman is giving me a look. The other couple. Then I realize that the manager goes over and says to the woman, "Would you like some champagne?"
Oh, wow. Like, okay.
I'm like, And then he goes to my wife and says, "Hey, would you like some champagne?" They crack some champagne. He goes to the other man who walked in and says, "Sir, would you like a glass of wine, some champagne, or a beer?" He's like, "Sure, man." I can't remember what he took.
Right.
So there's three drinks out there. No one offered me anything. I'm just standing there like, you got to be kidding me. You got it. You know how you're going to offer me a beer or nothing?
You obviously don't need it.
No.
You just got drunk and beat your wife.
I don't know what happens to you. It's like, what in the... No.
But wouldn't you think that?
I mean...
You can't not think that. Like, I'm working at the store. You walk in. You seem like a nice guy, but clearly you beat the piss out of your fiance. I'm not giving you beer either, you son of a bitch.
What in the hell happened to your face? 206-803-RUN.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
When looking for treatment for her eye condition, a woman was incorrectly given an erectile dysfunction cream to be used on her eyes.
How does that happen?
Resulting in chemical injury. Woman was prescribed the dispensed cream for erectile dysfunction, Viteros, instead of an eye ointment. The event was reported in a medical journal. She immediately experienced discomfort and blurred vision, as well as redness and lid swelling on using the cream.
Her lids did swell.
The prescribed errors, they say, prescription-wise, are common, as according to authors who wrote the journal, and affect 1 in 20 prescriptions in England, which is where this happened. Medications with similar names or packaging increase the risk. The packaging of the Viteros and the Vita Post creams vary, but their similar names make differentiating them difficult for first-time users. In other words, she needed Vita Post. She got Viteros.
Okay, all right.
The offer, others believe this to be an important issue to report to enhance awareness and promote safety when prescribing drugs. She visited the hospital for treatment of her severe dry eyes. What she got, though, was a cream that basically increases the blood vessels, enlarges them to the face area instead of to the penile region. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that there was a cream for that.
I didn't know there's a cream either, man. I don't know what they're doing in England, but I dig it.
But either way, it took a day for the swelling to go down. Our question, well, at least it wasn't 3 hours. What in the hell happened to your face? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Dave, what happened to your face?
Well, back in the day, I used to play fast pitch softball for 20 years and was the leadoff hitter and center fielder, and we were warming up for a game at a tournament. And I was warming up the other outfielders, and we were making long throws, you know. And one guy shorted me, and the ball went straight up after it hit the ground and caught me in the chin. And I ended up having to go to the emergency room and get 5 stitches.
That's part of that deal, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Slow pitch softball might be even more dangerous.
You think?
Yeah, no, but the best part was, though, like I said, because I was a center fielder, I was also fast, so I was the leadoff hitter, and normally just singles and doubles. The next day, we were playing the second game of the tournament, and I was able to get back in the game. The only game my mom ever came to, and I hit 2 doubles and a grand slam.
Damn. Okay. Well, maybe someone should smack you in the head more often.
Yeah, maybe that's the
increases
secret.
Your vision.
Hit Dave in the face.
No, I'm telling you, slow pitch softball to me is the most dangerous recreational thing that you can do.
Why?
Fast-pitch softball, people are, they are skill level-wise a lot more confident in what they're doing. When you get slow pitch involved, now you've got a bar team that grabs, you know, a little bit of everybody. But a little bit of everybody's going out there, and it's still a little league-sized field, which is not a baseball-sized field, therefore making it incredibly more dangerous as far as how short the bases are,
right,
how close the third baseman is to the pitcher's mound, how close the pitcher is to the pitcher's mound. Even the first baseman has a chance. Shortstop's going to get him hot all day. A left fielder is going to do most of the action as far as being in the field. But I'm telling you, man, a rocket ship off a bat to the third baseline where you've got some girl who's a waitress at your bar on the hot corner sometimes ends in disaster.
Yeah, that's fair. That's true.
Where you've got a competent person when you're doing fast pitch because they need to be.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. What in the hell happened to your face? 206-803-ROCK.
Here's a pick-me-up. Says, let's see, what happened to your face? There was a girl in our high school. They called her the ice pick girl because it looked like her face got set on fire and then somebody put it out with an ice pick. Poor girl. Puffy face, pockmarks all over.
Oh, no.
Damn, ice pick face, man.
Wow.
Well, she probably had bad acne.
Yeah. Hello, Ronnie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, the Rockin' Ronnie here.
Rockin' Robbie?
Rockin'
Ronnie. Well, we have a guy calls all the time named Rockin' Robbie, but you're Rockin' Ronnie, right?
Yeah.
All right. Different Rockin' Robbie.
You're thinking of Robbie.
I'm thinking of Rockin' Robbie, who calls all the time with entertaining stories.
This is Ronnie.
All the others are just imitators.
Yeah.
So I was in Leavenworth a couple weeks ago and found a big stack of Men's Room IPA in a little shop called the Cheesemonger.
The Who Monger?
So anybody passing through Leavenworth?
What's the name of the place?
Cheesemonger.
Oh, the Cheesemonger. That makes sense. Okay,
cool.
Yeah,
nice.
They sell cheese and beer. And
perfect.
They got a lot of Men's Room IPA.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yes, sir. 1992, I'm building a Walmart in Las Vegas, and it's in the rough framing stages, and I'm just walking through the building, minding my own business, and all of a sudden it felt like 50 bees or wasps stung my face and neck all at the same time. And I reached up and I swatted at it to like brush off whatever it was, and I pulled off layers and layers of skin. It turns out they were hot mopping the roof of the building, and a big puddle glob, whatever, came down a pipe and just perfectly splashed right down the side of my face and neck and instantly burned off all the skin on my face.
Wow. So that's beyond third degree.
It was instant skin in my hand, off my face. I guess that would be I don't know. Is there a fourth degree?
Well,
I
mean,
that, right, like third degree, you still have skin.
Third, it's bubbling up, right. It's pussing, it's bleeding, but
you have skin. So when you go to the hospital, what do they do to get tar off of your face?
Well, first I ran up on the roof. I climbed the ladder looking for a fight. I climbed up on the roof, and I said, who's responsible for this? And they all looked at me. There's like 10 guys up there. And dude said, hey, man, come here. I got some spray for that. And right then, my face was burning so bad, I went with him, and he sprayed me down, and I went to the doctor. And they had to, like, put more cream on it and scrub it off. It was the most painful thing I've ever went through. I've been in a lot of accidents. I hurt myself a lot. And nothing hurt as bad as them, like, scraping the tar off my face with the little scrapey tools.
Could we tell today that happened to you?
No, sir. It looked like I had birthmarks for a few weeks.
All right.
As, you know, I was on light duty and walked around with bandages and cream, and no effects. I'm still as ugly as I was before.
Okay.
All right.
I'm surprised it didn't have any long-lasting effects, man, to be honest with you.
I'm sure glad it didn't. I tried to get some money out of him, but they said, sorry, you need to get a lawyer because this happens all the time, and I just let it go.
It happens all the time.
You definitely need to get a lawyer.
Yeah.
If you're going to sue somebody.
Yeah, that's comforting. Don't worry about it.
No, I can do it. I'm sure it's just legal schmeagle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of need a representative. What in the hell happened to your face? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Pogi. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, fellas? Hey, I know a little something about softball, because back when you all had the KSW foul balls, I played for O'Malley's. And
another bar.
In the rain and fight. Do you recall playing us?
I don't remember playing you specifically. I remember playing a couple games. I don't think we won any of them.
I don't believe so, no.
We played in five. It was raining the whole time. Double R was still at the station. Our dog, Ricker, didn't show up because he didn't want to get his guyliner smeared or whatever.
Sure.
Jeets was still playing on your guys' team. That's my boy.
Oh, right on.
Double R was there.
Top Shelf.
Nick. Toppy. Yeah. Who was the dude that had the unibrow?
Ben.
Oh, Ben the Psycho Muppet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but that was the most fun I ever had. Playing softball, I just enjoyed playing with you guys. But
I'm good.
To skip ahead to my story, years ago, I would ride my bicycle down along the waterfront in Tacoma, and there was a tunnel where Point Rustin is now. It's all fancy, like, restaurants and a movie theater and condos now. But there was a tunnel, and you had to drive through it. And there was a sign that said no pedestrians allowed in the tunnel. But we always did it anyways. But I would always try and go through the tunnel as fast as I could because people would get behind you in their car, rev up their engine, and scare the hell out of you. So I'm coming around the corner, and I'm flying, just going as fast as I could. My chain comes off my bicycle, and before you get to that tunnel, there was a bunch of railroad ties on the right side on this wall. My chain comes off my bike. My foot slips off the pedal. The pedal hits me in the back of the knee, and the top of my foot is dragging behind the pedal, and I end up flipping over the handlebars, and while I'm in midair flipping over the handlebars, I hit my face on those railroad ties.
Ooh. And
scraped the hell out of my face. I got done, and there was splinters sticking out of my face. A car came through the tunnel right as it happened. The opposite direction, they had a movie camera, and they were laughing at me, and I'm like flipping them the bird and hollering and obscenities at them. And then my buddy catches up to me, starts laughing, and then asks if I'm okay, and asks if but he started laughing first. He's like, what did you do? Are you okay? But he's just cracking up laughing, and I'm just standing there, and I'm like, I don't even know how to explain it, you know? Like, I explained it to you guys the best I could, but, like, the only thing I could really do was, like, ride as fast as I could, and a little bit of breeze, like, kind of helped cool it off. But, man, when I got home, it was funny-looking splinter sticking out of my face.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
I did not go to the hospital. I pulled as many of the splinters out as I could and cleaned it up as best I could myself. Didn't go to the hospital, but, man.
Well, you made your parents happy not doing that.
That's true. For the amount of money, we're pulling the splinters out of your face. I've seen two people kind of lose their face. The one, similar to him, I was a little kid. And I've told the story before, but we're at like a it'd be like the equivalent of like a July 4th party, whatever. So a bunch of us kids are hanging out on the street. These people lived toward the bottom of a hill, so we would take the bike to the top. Then everyone would ride down. I'm not riding bikes yet, but this little girl says, I can ride a bike. So they had me ride on the back of the bike with her. And as we start going down the hill, I realize the handlebars are shaking back and forth pretty bad. So I'm kind of like, what are you doing? Because I think she's trying to show off. And in this moment, she tells me, I've never ridden a bike before. These are the words she tells me as we're now going down the hill. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I can see everyone waiting for us to get down mm-hmm. there. Anyway, whatever she does, we both go over the handlebars. But I actually landed on top of her. And then basically I surfed down, body surfed down this hill on her face. So when we got to the bottom, it wasn't my intent. It's just how luck did it for me anyway. But yeah, I landed on top of this girl, man. So she has my body weight on top of her head. And her face is just down to the street. So when we finally come to a stop, you know, it takes a second to even figure out what happened. You know, I'm kind of looking around. There's the bike. I hear her crying. Man, she rolled over. And, I mean, I may have screamed. I know she screamed. And, I mean, she was bald. But there was blood everywhere and no face. Party was over for her. Her parents came out and took her away. The party kept going on, but I never saw her again. And the only other time, now I'm an adult, and we're on I-83 in Baltimore. Be like I-5, right? But driving home, the bars are letting out. There's this Jeep in front of us with like 6 or 7 people in it, and they're woo-hooing and cheering and doing all this stuff. And then you see it start to fishtail, and then everyone in the back of the Jeep is now no longer in the back of the Jeep, and the Jeep is at the guardrail.
Oh, God.
So everybody comes to a stop, but there's this one guy. I guess he landed face down and skidded. You know, I could not make out what everybody did. But when I got to him, because we're checking on these guys, everyone else is kind of crying and their elbows busted up. But this guy rolls over. And I mean, like, half of his face is gone. He looks like, what is it, Two-Face from Batman? Or yeah. Like, just one side of his face is gone. But I remember him saying, am I all right? And I'm just like, yeah. I'm looking at my buddies like, oh, my God. I can't tell him, like, brother, like, you're going to lose mm-hmm. your mind when you see yourself. But he just tried to be cool and waited for the ambulance. But even when the EMT showed up, you know, checking on everyone, most of the girls, like I said, busted up shoulders and all this, and they're checking them out. Even the EMTs, when they got to this guy, you could see for a billionth of a second, they're about to lose their ass. Like, oh!
We should check on him first.
Yes.
What in the hell happened to your face? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Blake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So about 9 years ago, home for the summer, freshman year of college, my best friend's stepdad had just gotten a boat, the inaugural launch. Three of my buddies and I decided to get behind this drunk man. Wouldn't suggest doing that. He probably whipped us at about, I don't know, what felt like 30 to 40 miles an hour. We got outside the wake. All four of us flipped. I went through the air first, and the back of my buddy's head collided with my face.
Oh.
So I ended up fracturing my left orbital bone, breaking my nose, and fracturing the left side of my jaw.
Did you get knocked out?
No.
Well, that was good.
I was submerged. I came up, and the second they came over to pick us all up, I pretty much just went, I can't feel the left side of my face.
I probably that's a good thing because it looks like it would hurt.
They can't put a cast on your face.
Right.
So what do they do?
So I slept on it. I pretty much drank the pain away on the boat. All of them went, you know, wakeboarding, everything like that. I pretty much laid there, iced my face, and had a few adult beverages. And went to the doctor a couple weeks later. A
couple of weeks?
Yeah, so I ended up sleeping on my back that night. Not a great idea. And what I also learned is that you shouldn't blow your nose.
Well, did you know that your nose was broken at the time?
No, I knew nothing was broken. I just had a S-load of pain.
Okay, and why should you not lay on your back?
Because pretty much all the blood goes, instead of out your nose, down your throat.
Oh, okay. That makes perfect sense.
So I pretty much was hucking blood loogies and blew my nose and realized that something was wrong. I pretty much went through the camping trip the rest of the weekend, went to the doctor, I don't know, a week and a half later, maybe two.
Fought a few MMA fights.
Yeah, right. Ended up realizing that I broke fractured my orbital bone in two places around my eye socket, pretty much. Didn't need surgery because my father-in-law now is a dentist, and he pretty much explained that surgery to me, and I did not want that to happen.
What would the surgery have been?
So they pretty much make an incision above your top gum in your mouth,
all right.
And they put a fork-like thing up through your cheekbone, and they pop the orbital bone back into place.
Ooh.
So does that mean you still have a dislocated, technically, orbital bone?
No, it healed. I mean, from what I know, it healed completely. I don't know. Right, maybe I have an oblong face, but from what I can tell, no.
As someone who's honest.
Yeah, but you look okay, though, right?
I think my wife would say so.
All right.
Okay, but she also might have bad taste. We'll never know. So
who knows?
What all did they do for you at the doctor then? If you didn't want to do the surgery, what, just set your nose and send you on your way?
Just pretty much, yeah, set my nose. My father-in-law was my girlfriend's dad at the time. He pretty much, I was able to open my jaw all the way, and I could eat and swallow and everything. So I think that might have just been partially fractured. So that healed fine from what I know.
Okay, now look, man, I understand you did not want that surgery. And anytime they explain to you what they're going to do in a surgery, it's not anything you want to hear. Like, I've never had, mm-hmm. And look, they take the time to explain exactly what they're going to attempt to do, right? And I never thought, man, that sounds awesome. I'm glad this is happening to me. But I always opt just to get the surgery anyway, right?
So the surgery wasn't necessary. It wasn't a complete break. It was just a fracture in two spots. So if it was completely broken in any of the spots, there's like three, you know, you're like just to the side of your eyelid and two spots underneath over by your nose.
Okay.
If any of those were completely broken, your eyelid or your, you know, your orbital bone would have sunken in.
Okay. Ah, okay. Makes sense.
So that didn't happen. So surgery was not necessary.
All right. Okay. No, that's fair. Yeah. I was just curious because I've never heard a surgery described where I'm like, cool, man. I'm glad you're going to do that.
What in the hell happened to your face? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Hola.
So I was probably about 10 years old, and I grew up in Vermont on a small farm, and the best sledding hill was in a pasture that we had there. So my cousin and I would always go down this sledding hill. We'd build a little jump at the bottom and launch ourselves into the air. And eventually that doesn't get as exciting. So we hooked up and then we would flip around backwards. And then we ended up ultimately going backwards blindfolded with our hats kind of pulled down over our face.
Yeah.
And that ended up being the one that did us in. And so in the air, flipped upside down and landed in the snow on a frozen pile of horse manure and slid a good 5 feet on my face.
Ooh.
So pop up out of the snow and we're kind of all shell-shocked. And my cousin pops up across from me and looks at me and just says, I'm going to go get your dad, and just runs away.
So what happened to your face?
So on my left eye, I have this little scar. Luckily, I was young enough. I still had collagen in my face. I could, like, heal up most of the scar tissue I got when I was little, but I still got this scar next to my left eye from horse manure.
Frozen horse manure.
All right, that's very Vermont-like.
I know, but somehow that makes it better.
Right.
It's frozen horse manure, dude.
And I stopped in a pile of maple syrup. What in the hell happened to your face? 206-803-ROCK.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.